This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin back on The Fan. We do have quick hits coming up in about 40 minutes here. And Kevin Stefanski, Browns head coach, should be stepping to the dais in Berea very shortly. I will say, I saw one video of Dylan Gabriel throw, and it looked like it was in slow motion.
Oh, no.
Like, everybody says, like, oh, the 72 mile an hour. It's like, it looked like me running. Like, if you put me running... That, like,
now, what video is this? I want to see this.
It was, I think, Ashley Bastock had it out there.
My timeline. I just retweeted Ashley saying that Shedeur Sanders has some zip on the ball and then just a dynamite throw.
And Zach Jackson's been tweeting about that. Do we know if Shedeur actually has zip on his throw, or if you're just throwing it next to Dylan Gabriel?
So that is something we do have to ponder and consider, right? Like when Deshaun Watson's first year back, I remember being at training camp and being like, "Wow,
yeah."
Oh, man.
He looks better than Jacoby Brissett.
It's like, well, who's he throwing against? He's throwing against Jacoby Brissett. It's like, let's put it in proper context. Did he make Jacoby Brissett look like a high school quarterback, or did Jacoby Brissett make him look like more of an NFL quarterback than he really is?
You be the judge. At Nick Wilson says, I quote tweeted Ashley's video there. And of course, at Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. So, again, but you can't take anything from these videos, but Dylan Gabriel's throw looked really slow.
So the funny thing about that is that I think he set a combine record for fastest throw at the combine. That's one thing he's supposed to be able to do when he lets it rip.
Yeah.
Why don't you just do that if you're him?
Wait. So you can throw it really hard, but you can't throw it very far or consistently. Is that what? So
I think that's that might be some of the read on him. Yeah,
it's very inconsistent.
Because I think it was 65 miles per hour or something insane like that.
Oh, I thought it was something ridiculous like 72 miles an
hour. It might have even been as high as that, yeah. But again, that's also measuring when you have just basically, you're basically being like a pitcher at that point, and you're just trying to, how many times have you seen Fox do the little bits where they have like Matt Leinart still throw a football and he can still throw it 61 miles per hour?
Yeah.
It's like it's impressive, but it really isn't impressive at all.
And he's stuck in the NFL.
So that's a good spin today for the video montage and everything that we've seen. But really, the reality and the story of today is about Shedeur Sanders. As Ben Axelrod, our buddy, tweeted out 10 minutes ago, I guess Shador's won the job on day one.
Mm.
That's what he said. So that looks like Shedeur Sanders has won the job on day one.
You don't think he was being tongue-in-cheek at all?
Of course he was being tongue-in-cheek. But the amount of people that have tweeted out about Shedeur looking good in this little stretch here, because they get to see it with their own eyes, that's a nice development. That's a good development.
So we are waiting for the development of Kevin Stefanski talking to the media today. You know, a lot of mini-camp practices here. It's a little more laid-back environment, so we'll see when Kevin does go to step up there. But should be noted, it is the Shaday of all days, as Shedeur Sanders, he's kind of the highlight of mini camps here. Zach, we mentioned both Ashley and Zach saying he can really spin it.
And Zach just doesn't give out compliments either, by the way.
But it wasn't just the media giving Shedeur compliments. Harold Fannin Jr., the Browns' third-round pick out of tight end, was asked about Shador's attention. This was from Mary Kay Cabot at a camp. There's some Shalove in here.
How aware are you of all the attention that Shador Sanders is getting both locally and nationally, all over social media, ESPN, everywhere you go, it's Shador time. So are you guys aware of that? Are you aware of that? And what do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously that's definitely dope for him. I mean, I guess it's a good thing for him. You know, he could use that to his advantage, you know, or whatever. Yeah, I mean, I always see him on TikTok or something. It's pretty cool that I get to, you know, be in the same locker room as him for sure.
Turns out you got some competition for biggest Shapologist in town.
I like this. You know, we're big Harold fan and guys. We always have been.
True, other than the Friskers thing, which I still haven't gotten over.
Zach Jackson tweeting out, by the way, moments ago, practice is over. That said, Harold Fannin, Canton to Cleveland to Canton. That's how good he looked.
So it's like a DoorDash?
Well, he did the Miles
you
Garrett.
You leave your house, then you go get the order, drop it off, and then you come back to your house?
You know, because he's a local kid, I don't know if Zach meant that he's unemployed or he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, well, yeah.
We might want to check on that. Did Zach mean unemployed or did he mean the Hall of Fame?
But and by the way, just getting some
just,
skinny
just to,
here.
Just to drive home.
Just getting some skinny here. Yeah. Daryl's saying noticeable difference between Gabriel and Sanders. He just texted us that right there. So we'll have to digest that later.
Okay.
That's pretty interesting that...
I think he was going in Gabriel's favor.
Oh, that's wild.
Because he follows up that text with Gabriel mechanics and throws greater than Sanders.
Oh, my God. Are we going to have to do
Unless
this?
He doesn't know how the greater sign works.
You can't put it past
which
people.
Which is in play.
You can't put it past people now.
Sometimes it's hard for people.
Never really know. But when we do get the press conference, it's going to be brought to you. Press conferences on the fan are brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose, click, cruise at montroseford.akron.com. Awaiting Kevin Stefanski here's practice wraps.
Yeah, we're going to be back to square one on all this, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's going to be a nation divided.
It's going to be... Here's the thing. You know it's going to happen. And then it starts to happen, and you're like... Oh, I guess we're going to do the Gabriel versus Shador wars.
What did you think was going to happen?
Well, no. I think that, no. It's
this was always going to be what happened.
It's knowing that it's going to happen, and then when it starts to happen, and you know that this town is going to be split by two, three, or four quarterbacks, none of whom are that good, that's when it's like...
You know what's exciting, though, is that in every one of these throws, and everyone that's been down there, they're giving off the impression of at least we're not watching Deshaun Watson play football.
No, that actually is a really good point. I've seen an alarming amount of tweets, and I've gotten an alarming amount of texts on that, of just like, yeah, I don't know if these guys can play, but don't have to deal with that nonsense.
But it's not Deshaun. I've enjoyed just kind of taking the videos. It feels like it's football season, and it's May, and so that just kind of has me just, I don't know, excited.
Is that, okay, so earlier I was kind of chiding people who complain that people watch videos at mini camps and then automatically turn around and get in people's face when they try and glean anything from it. Have we just all arrived at a point where, hey, this is meaningless, let's just enjoy the content? Because if so, the big dog can stand down.
I mean, it's...
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
It's fun. It's football. I don't know. We talk about these quarterbacks. We talk about all these players so often. And even if it's in meaningless, you know, not even scrimmages, just 7-on-7 that doesn't matter and we shouldn't take anything out of it. It's cool to see them in the Browns uniforms. It's kind of fun, Nick.
How much of this is because Shador, by some accounts, has had the better practice?
No. In fact, the more people I've talked to, the more people that feel like it went the other way.
Oh, really?
So we had Daryl, obviously, and we read that tweet, or that text, excuse me. I got a text from Coach Riz.
Uh-huh.
Coach Riz said, both quarterbacks have been impressive. Gabriel more than Sanders.
Mm.
Gabriel's got zero wasted movement. Arm strength is really, really good. He's got a compact throwing motion that allows him to rip it. Sanders throws with excellent, anticipation are not as strong as Gabriel.
Oh.
So, like, no, the people that I've been talking to directly, they aren't leaning the same way that the internet is
now,
necessarily.
Is it 51-49 Dylan at the moment?
I don't know. Maybe.
Should we have a running tally on the quarterback spot?
You know, in reality, Daryl and Coach Riz could have just been sitting next to each other and both been like, oh, yeah. Yeah, this does look, I mean, who knows?
Daryl, his judgment is unimpeachable. It can't be impeached.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, he would never be swayed by talking to someone.
No, never. As evidenced by the week that he did with me, where then he turned around and all of a sudden became, Brown should take a quarterback in this draft guy when he had not been that guy.
Well, but other than that one time, he's, I don't know. There's a part of me that I think this and what Andrew Berry said about Joe Flacco reps earlier today, I think does prove that that the Browns are kind of handling this the way I thought they were. Like Kevin in that clip that we played was like, yeah, you know, we brought in some more bodies, kind of made it a bigger practice to give both quarterbacks extra reps. And if you pair that with Andrew Berry saying in the morning show today, and kudos to the morning boys, they did a hell of a job with Andrew. You heard that in that press conference, that their talk with Andrew Berry was referenced several times over.
Yeah.
So bang up job.
Great follow-ups there by the morning show.
It's everything we said sounds sarcastic. It's not. They did a hell of a job.
Yeah.
I think what's interesting about this, though, is that Andrew Berry this morning was like, yeah, I mean, Joe doesn't need the same kind of reps that the young quarterbacks do. So I kind of feel like it's proven that, like, Joe's here to be the break glass in case of emergency, meaning that the job fight really is Kenny Pickett, Shador Sanders, and Dylan Gabriel. And if none of them can take the job, then you just kind of plug Joe into the situation.
Maybe that's what I like about today, is today really feels like it was almost in many ways Shador versus Dylan Gabriel. And it's just fun. It's fun to have the competition that's associated and attached to it. I can't imagine what will happen when we're judging all four of these quarterbacks in the same day.
Is it bad that I think we probably all would be more comfortable if it was Shador versus Joe? I'm sorry, Shador versus Dylan. And then Joe was the break glass in case of emergency.
Yeah.
If just Kenny wasn't a part of it, how much better it would feel.
And maybe Kenny won't be a part of it, right? Maybe we'll get to a spot. Although, for a fifth-round pick, you probably have to at least have him be there for at least through the preseason, you would imagine.
So, because both quarterbacks look good, can we all just go back to our corners excited that none of them look terrible?
That's where I thought a lot of people were in the very early portion of it. And then it felt like it started to become more of a battle. And I don't know. I like it all. I'm not going to be the person that says this sucks and it stinks. And because we were staring down Dylan Gabriel versus Kenny Pickett for so long. And it felt like that was going to be the outcome that I'm excited by this. I'm excited by talking quarterbacks. I'm excited by the idea that we're going to have like true competition. And it will be like, no, Daryl, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. I love that stuff.
216-474-0092.
Do you not? You seem like you don't.
I mean, it's
I know
May.
You do. Come on.
It's May.
Yeah, I know it's May, but this is the... Listen,
like,
I'm not
poo-pooing
tomorrow,
any of this.
By tomorrow, it might even become exhausting. I don't know. We'll find out, right? But for right now, in this moment, I'm having fun. I like the idea that you're already arguing with people about Dylan Gabriel on Twitter. He's like, oh, but I think that the one back and forth I saw, the guy was talking about the arm strength that Dylan Gabriel has, and you're throwing back scouting reports. Like, that's fun. That's good stuff.
What are we loving? What are we liking? What are we leaving? From the first bit of Browns mini camps there, we got the Gardo's lineup and quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.